now is it's almost like a not really using the let me see if I remember it right, the COR portion of the USB, which is basically letting, if it was using that, the repeater would be controlling all the PL tone stuff, not the All-Star node like it is right now. And then so that would mean when the repeater unkeys, the node needs nothing else and it unkeys as well. And I think that's the issue we're having with this crash, is it's still receiving some audio, but somehow still telling itself to unkey at some point. Seems to be worse when the Illinois repeater is also active, so I'm thinking that's playing a part as well. But yeah, we'll dig in some more, everybody, and we'll try between Bill and I and AI. Somebody's going to have an answer, I think. So might cost a little extra money. We're going to try to do it for nothing if it's just a few settings, but I believe there's a second piece I can put in line that will control the PL tone so the repeater won't do it, or the node. It will do it all by itself and have a lot cleaner transmission. So that's the goal. All right, Bill, again, thank you very much. And, yeah, whenever you get time, whenever you find out anything, please let me know. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. Next on the list, we have N9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone else out here on the net. 7-3s. I first of all have a comment, and then I have traffic. I have three articles. I can do them now or later. But I was talking to Wayne, K9WZ, on the Plymouth repeater earlier. And he's trying to understand how to set up All-Star on his repeater. Oh, and he's open to suggestions. If you or Bill could help him out, he'd appreciate it. From the what I gathered from our conversation, that's K9WZ, Wayne in Plymouth. But again, I have three articles. I can do them now or later.